Mann.
I'm tired of the same old Joy Cat. I'm tired of my Tabby Joy Cat. It's broken. It's not updated anymore. How am I supposed to get my newest Joy Cat?
And I'm so sick of, like, all these new Joy Cats. Like, I just liked the original one that had, like, lead paint on the toes. Like, I want, like, a classic-looking one before I go back to college here.
You want a classic Joy Cat? That lovable classic Joy Cat from back in the day? That three-year kitten that's pain-resistant, crush-proof, allergen-free, that remains a kitten for 3 years and then decomposes?
Yeah!
Woo! Well, guess what? We have Classic Joy Cat Traditional.
That's right. The Classic Joy Cat has returned just in time for the holidays, just in time for back to school, and just in time for you to enjoy your autumn sensations with the Classic Joy Cat by Asswax. Do you know what it's all about? Do you know what it's all in for? Here it is. Let us tell you more.
Joy Cat, the three-year kitten, the classic traditional Joy Cat. As you heard me say before, I'm not going to say it again, is that fun-free Joy Cat just for you and your family. But keep in mind, this Joy Cat comes with an interchangeable tail that changes its temperament. And also be aware that if you do not feed your Joy Cat twice a day, semi-alive turbo mice, your Joy Cat has a 65% chance of going feral and also prohibited in certain states. Go back and find that old skit and listen to those states again.
Semi-alive turbo action mice sold separately.
That's right, Classic Joy Cat has interchangeable tail now so that you can change the mood and the decision so that you can take it anywhere with you and keep it in the right frame of mind that you want to keep it. Your Joy Cat's pet and cuddly. It purrs, it snuggles. It also eats and it defecates just as a normal cat would, but it is yours to keep for 3 years as a kitten that lasts forever until the 3 years has expired. But you can keep the tail as collectibles to make a necklace out of. They'll still wag. Try the new Classic Joy Cat, now available with interchangeable tail.
And multiple breeds.
By the classic, sensational, wonderful, all brand new, always, always your favorite brand, Asswax. Can't you believe it? The new Joy Cat Classic. Is it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be for you too, as long as you get yours now.
Get your kitty kitty paper.
The Classic Joy Cat.
Bye. Asswax.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the House of Cuckoos
Welcome
radio show.
To the House of what? What is this? And why are we here again?
Oh yeah. There it was. I lost myself. Fell down the stairs of my mind, and I broke my leg.
And you fell right into the hole of the House of Cuckoos radio show.
The
here
House
you are.
House of Cuckoos, and we're back again.
On the air in your ears and on the podcast radio show.
September. We seem to be back on schedule after our 50th episode.
Yes, we hadn't deserved a vacation too.
Yeah, we did.
So we had a vacation from ourselves for a while and it was nice. And it now was. We're back and now it's nicer because
we haven't forgot you.
Talk to everybody again here as the House Cuckoos radio show.
As everything should be. It is as everything should be.
As we nibble
and
here.
It should be as everything is.
As we head towards the autumn hands.
Yes.
That will...
We are at the ass end of summer and the first crispy days of autumn.
That's right.
There, you said it. The
it's
cusp.
Delicious as a
That's
crispy
the key
apple.
Word, he said. Cusp. The cusp. Word of the day. That's the word of the day. Cusp. Keep that smile.
Yes, let it cusp.
Cusp. Slap the person on your left hand side.
Call him an apple. You apple.
You dumb, dirty apple.
Of course, as children, everybody knows you hold your tongue and say the word apple. That's part of the comic humor of youth.
I remember that.
So it'd make you say a naughty word.
Also, I remember Punch Buggy.
And what
no
would
punch
happen
bag?
Then?
You would see a colored Punch Buggy. Well,
a colored who?
A colored beetle.
Okay.
And you would yell out the
Punch Buggy Yellow, no Punch Bag.
Punch Buggy Yellow, no Punch Bag.
Yeah, or Punch Buggy Blue.
And
punch Buggy White.
Where would you see these beetles?
The car.
Oh.
They'd be driving up and down the
Not
street.
Not the insect.
You don't remember this when you was a kid?
Kinda. So I think if somebody wanted to hit me, they would just make up whatever car was driving by and say, that's the game.
Punch Buggy Ford. Punch Buggy Pinto.
I'm actually punching. Every time I say Punch Buggy.
Yeah, he's
I
tenderizing my arm.
It's reflex from when I was a child.
Flex.
It was my war when I was a kid, the Punch Buggy. Can't move my left arm. You keep punching it.
Dang.
How you doing? This is my normal voice. Look at how it hits the lines up top.
Yeah.
That's above balance. That's where it'll spike. Well, typically we sit here, but if I sit
right,
in my
and
normal,
I get too much air, so.
So if I sit here.
Yeah, but you're not going to sit there for 4 hours, 5 hours straight.
I'll try to stay focused. We're not going to be here for 5 hours straight. Yeah, of course. If I talk in my normal resonant voice, like this. The person I'm messaging right now is the Reverend Peter Because. I'm just going to wake him up. Because right now, if it is, what's the time? It's like 12:30.
So are you really calling this guy?
No.
Oh.
Texting him.
Punch Buggy Yellow, no Punch Bag.
I thought you meant, like,
you're going to Skype him or something.
No, I said the word message and text.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know what your next move was.
So no, I just said I am messaging him.
If you were going
to
surprise
him. To wake him up. Not going to have him call. 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 Not going to have him call.
Hey, you, horsey!
Hey, Petey! It was so good on some crackers, and like they found all this food, but they killed them anyways. We have no meat. We got all these vegetables.
Yeah, but we need a steak to go with these potatoes and broccoli that we found, just so happened to find here.
Petey, why don't you go find us some wood to start the fire?
You guys go follow Petey Globo. Cook him. He's chubby enough still. He'll make some good frying up meat.
Excuse me, sir. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. I just can't get that done. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. It just goes everywhere. And it won't stop. That's why I gotta see the doctor. I gotta see the doctor because it just keeps coming and coming. It just won't go. It just hasn't stopped yet. I just can't keep it from coming out too much. I just don't know what to do anymore. It's just really silly. It's just everywhere. It's everywhere and I just can't handle it anymore. I just don't know what to do about this. Because, I put on a pair of shoes and it just can't help it. You know, I put on the shoes and nothing just ends. It just keeps going. It can't stop it. Even with the shoes, you know, it's got to go for walks, but it just won't come undone. I just can't get it to stop. And it's never going to continue until I say continue, but it continues. I just don't know where it's going. It's been everywhere. It's all over the place and I just can't seem to get a rein on it. It just keeps coming. I just can't get it to stop. It just won't stop. It just keeps coming. And my mother just looks at me like, that's disgusting. You need to stop with that. And I just said, I can't. It just keeps coming. I don't know what to do. I think it's broke. And, you know, she's like, well, you know, your father had the same problem. But, you know, things are just going to work out in the end, she said. Eventually, it's going to stop, you know. No matter, see the doctor. The doctor can help out, but it has to stop from within. I don't know what the f*** she's talking about because it keeps coming out. It's out of control. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. And I just can't get it to stop. Oh. They're calling me. I gotta go. Maybe I can have them stop it, you know? Maybe I can get them to get it to stop. I just don't know. So I'll talk to you. Call me. Laters.
Resaved. Next message.
I remember,
Stoner moments.
Yeah, I remember clips and pieces more than whole things.
Yeah.
The brownies.
The brownies we baked back in the day.
How much, we put a bunch...
And we put a lot...
Inside the brownies.
We put a lot of the lawn inside the brownies.
That's right. And we ate them after we cooled them. And
after we cut the grass.
Peanut butter was mixed with it, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So the taste went down good, and they were really fudgy. We were young enough to be able to pound down that much cake brownie.
And there was enough for me, you, and my cousin. One
right.
More. One nice big one. We ate
it.
Two-thirds of the pan.
Then we ate, because we couldn't feel it. Nothing was going on. Because we were new to the game of, you know, finally get to indulge like that and having enough money to do it.
Back in the day, money was stolen.
So we took a drive, like stupid kids do.
Yes, we did. No, we actually didn't fucking leave.
Yeah, we did. We had to get out of the car and switch around at Parma. Went for a drive. We went out driving.
That must have been another good time.
We ate the brownies because the brownies kicked in when we were on the road. You said you had to pull over. We made it all the way out to Parma because we were just going to go joyriding. And we pulled over, and I remember the two blinking towers. We pulled halfway in the street and like went downhill. You got out of the car and go, I'm not driving anymore. And our bodies felt like they were sinking. That was the first time I remember.
And I switched with you, and you drove my car.
Yeah.
And you fucking jumped a fucking 2 feet.
No, that was when we went out to eat and all that. That was when we went to the mall.
Anybody could come around anytime here at the House of Cuckoos. That's
because the door is always open. And the janitor door is just slightly cracked to let any weirdo in, because we like weirdos too.
Right, so the elf could show. I mean, anybody could show up.
Anybody could walk right through any door right now. But, out of any door.
Well, we could always shut the door.
We could lock the doors too, but we don't, because everyone's welcome.
I mean, in our personal lives, we like
Except
people
you.
To call us first.
You right there?
Here, you can walk
You're not door. Welcome.
That Who's that?
That one, see, right over there. They're not welcome. I don't like his haircut. It offends my taste.
That's not one of our listeners. That's our front shrub.
Oh, that's our shrubbery? Oh, okay. I thought it was a person.
It hasn't been clipped to the soul sun.
That's why. Okay, I thought he was giving me a dirty stare. I thought it was...
No, it's the shadow of a cast upon...
Okay, that's just a shrub. Yeah, that intentions. Is a shrub. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, shrub. You know, you're at the front of the house. You're always welcome. You're a shrub.
Now that we've established that...
Yeah, I thought that was a person. I mean, look at the way the shrub
Shrubs are people, too.
Unkempt. It looks reminds me of some people's haircuts
We need to cut it. You need to trim it. You need to shine it up.
If it was a person, I guess the hair would be hip and fashionable of the scene, of the fad, of the current cultural...
We'll make it a hip shrub. Let's make it a hip
aesthetic.
Shrub. Give it a goatee and a mustache.
And throw some color in it. We'll throw a little blue there and some purple.
Yeah, as long as it treats the tree okay.
These are all organic. Organic, chemically altered food dyes by Aswax.
Oh, and they can go right on the trees, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The same for all the holiday colors that they can make.
Yes, this is tree dye for your holiday themes.
Well, I've never heard of it before.
It's brand new. They're going to roll it out soon.
So you got it first.
I got it first. I'm going to throw it on the trees now.
It's a coincidence because we're talking about the shrub.
It's very coincidence.
Good thing that you had
this. It's not that it rolled into this or led into this naturally. It was just by happenstance I remember. I had these beta tested packages, so.
All right, well, let's put on the
shrub. I don't know what it's going to do to the shrub. It's supposed to color it, whatever color the bottle says in that area. So these are not fully tested yet. I have to write down any issues.
How long does it take to turn?
Within seconds.
Oh.
So I have any issues that occur over the next 24 hours, we have to keep tally of. I put your name on there, too, so. Because I'm going to have to be awake for 12 hours.
Right.
And then you're going to be awake for 12 hours.
I'm babysitting a plant.
Yes. We're beta testing these colors here.
And when does this go into effect? When we decide to use it, right?
Yeah, so if we use it now, then our show is kaput. We're going to be sitting here the whole time talking about the shrub.
Well, yeah, and besides, one of us will spill it on our hand. And
Then that's right. I got to go grab the proper PPE. There's a whole
Yes, go before you touch this stuff.
Biochemical.
Do go to the bathroom first.
It is, again, in beta testing. We're going to test it out.
You have big gloves on.
Yes.
You won't be able to use the bathroom.
No. So we'll wait till the end of the show to apply the color.
Okay.
So by the time we start recording the Halloween show, it'll be...
Yeah, we can make them orange for Halloween.
That's the color we're going to use, orange and black.
I don't know about a black shrub. It'll look dead.
No, zombie brown here.
Got some hue in it.
No, it's a CD from a blues singer, Zombie Brown.
Well, it should make the tree dance, though.
Yes, it should. But we'll save that for next time.
When we give it a go. But this time...
We're going to beta test these colors at the end of the show. Not right now. You don't want to hear us talk about a shrub for the next half hour, because it's only a shrub.
Some would, yes.
Yes, home and gardeners.
Our home and garden cuckoo fans would like to hear about it. But right now, we are not.
We're not going to talk about the shrub anymore.
So
after this moment,
our coffee and
the shrub
our
is
croissants
done.
And our...
Croissant.
Croissant. Sweet tooth habits have been fulfilled.
I like to date, or even baseball. Football, baseball, soccer ball, touch ball,
heather
ball.
Heather ball?
Heather ball. I dated her in high school, Heather ball.
Heather ball?
Heather ball. She was a bouncer, Heather ball. Last time I saw her, she was a bouncer at a bar.
Where was the bar at?
Somewhere west of Atlanta.
Georgia, or you mean Atlanta Road over in Cleveland?
Atlanta Road over in Cleveland.
No.
That hidden side street that
hidden
people
side
tend
street
to forget about. People tend to forget about.
People tend to forget about.
People tend to forget about.
People tend to forget about.
People tend to forget about.
A home I can participate my musical fandom with. Nobody knows that I'm here yet. Once again, I, the Ketchup Gargler, have returned to my roots of wandering streets of suburbs and randomly gargling in the backs and front yards of people's houses. And I will get donations from them that I will donate to other charities and at least get myself a coffee on the way. But that's about it. Now, let us begin. This seems like an unsuspecting house that might appreciate a good gargle performance. I think I'll serenade them today. Let's see their appreciation. Bag, I am gargling. Let me grab this ketchup and put it right here. A nice, supple suckle of the ketchup to gargle for this random household.
What the hell's going on?
Hey! Why are you?
Who's that? Who interrupted my performance?
What are you doing?
I'm giving you a performance here.
My windows. My wife just she washed the windows this weekend. I power washed the house, my wife and I. What are you doing? It's all over the siding. What is that, real ketchup? You're spitting ketchup all over the house? What are you performing?
I am...
It's all over my house. What is that?
You have found me, sir. I am the ketchup gargler. Thank you.
Ketchup? What are you, gargling ketchup?
That's right.
Is that what's on my house? Was it over my windows in my house? Spitting real ketchup?
It's just part
house?
Of it's just ketchup.
Ketchup. It's gonna stain my siding.
But it'll wash with the next rain, you know. It'll be a short drought.
My wife and I spent the entire weekend power washing the house and doing the yard, and this is what we wake up to? Some guy spitting ketchup all over our house?
I was gargling on serenade to you. This is what I do.
What do you want? What are you doing this for?
I've been in the papers.
It's a nuisance, a public nuisance!
It says I'm a It says I'm a performer, and it admits that I am.
In a public nuisance!
But I'm here to give you the magic of the song. Don't you appreciate the arts on this kind
of day? I appreciate good arts, but when you're spitting ketchup all over my newly washed house...
That, sir, was a goggle.
I appreciate that.
That was goggles.
That was spitting. You're spitting. Just globs of ketchup just fly out. It took out of a... I heard it took a child out.
Here, let me give you a better performance for you. Right?
Let me grab my umbrella. You son of a... Let me grab my umbrella!
Don't shove me! Why are you shoving me?
You got all over my robe!
This
is Tuscan satin!
This is imported ketchup!
From where? This is from Tuscany,
I don't give away my performance secrets. You could be a gargler.
I am not a gargler. I'm a hurler. Now, if you could please... What is it you're looking for? Just to get you off my lawn.
It's a thank you.
Well... Thanks for nothing.
Oh, well, it counts what I have. Maybe if I goggled another song for you.
Sir, so whatever it takes to get you off, thank you. Thank you very much. Your performance is much appreciated.
I can goggle?
You gargle. My neighbor likes to gargle. He's a gargler. He's an aficionado, but he's not good himself. So, and he likes a good performance.
I'll tell him you sent me.
Please, anything to get you off my lawn.
I'll go to the next neighbor that will appreciate it then. Thank
good
you,
luck.
Good sir.
Yeah, son of a... we gotta wash the house again. Fucking ketchup gargler came.
I'm here in the other yard.
Shut the fuck up!
Wait, what's your language?
Kiss me!
Goggle it!
Goggle alert.
Goggle alert!
He's the dribbling. He's a gargler, he's a hurler, and he's a dribbler.
Precipice. Precipice of time. We dance upon the precipice of time. Time dances upon the precipice of people.
Precipice of people are the precipice of people. And the precipice of people are telling you the rhymes. Don't you know? The precipice is the way. The precipice will take you almost the way. Stand at the corner, stand at the edge. And don't you look down before it's wedged. On your toes. It's the precipice of your mind.
It's the precipice of time. It's precipitous in the precipice of time. The
situation is precipitous. The trees of glass that stand on the precipice of time. That you look down
the precipice of time because it's precipitous situations on the precipice of time.
Do not be so precipitous with this song.
I'm very precipitous and its situation is precipitous because the precipice of time. I'm taking a respite.
Time.
Google Flugenheim and Gluben Gluben. Flugen, Goken, Carbon, Doofen, Blossen, Golson, Olsen twins.
Are you doing? I'm doing it. I'm gonna do a duet with myself. Do a duet. Do a duet, do a duet. We gotta do a duet, do a duet, do a duet. Do a duet. Do a duet. You gotta do it. Let's do it. Come on then. Oh, ba 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 ba. Come on, shoot, baby. I'm the original pack rat. Do it. Wait, myself. Do it. Hello? Do it. Mesmerized.
What we have here? What we have here? Is it the wet trip? Is it the wet trip? Is it the wet trip? I'm gonna do it. I can't croon to that. How am I supposed to croon to a soft song tune? I'm a beatnik.
The dick! Look at that. Spoon!
The Amazon original creator will write and produce it.
That's awesome. Justice is here.
So he talks about that Adam Westy
guy. Yes. Yes, he does. I'm the spoon!
Latest batch of pilots.
Renewed?
Pilot. Well, they're doing a pilot to try to renew it through Amazon streaming.
Same.
At least Patrick Warburton is already.
He's doing this back again?
Yeah.
Nice.
So is the writer and like the people that put it together.
Nice. That's great because the show was fucking good. It was now with all the superhero
stuff. That's what I mean. We're watching it. It's very casual, except for some of the styles are a little bit slightly dated. But Batman.
The Fledermaus or whatever his name is, the flying mouse guy.
Yeah, and who's the guy that played the Beast?
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman was in it as the. Super proud.
Yeah.
Snotty guy.
Yeah.
The way he talked was so.
The arrogant superhero.
Yeah. And he had his flames and he got drunk when his little flame boy looked like
he
ran away from him.
I remember that now.
Sidekicks. They had the Aquaman sidekick was a kid with like webbed fingers.
It was a good show.
It's funnier now, I think.
It is.
Ridiculous.
That'd be cool if they did renew it. That'd be awesome. I mean, with the Arrow and Smallville and the success of those shows, now The Flash, Gotham, Constantine.
Right, you need something to break the levity of it.
Now you have a comedy superhero show, bring it back again. That's awesome. I would like to see a live-action version of the Max.
Mm-hmm. Even if it blended.
Live-action CG.
Yeah, came out something like Harry Potter.
Yeah, you hear that? Live-action version of The Max. Sam Keith's The Max. It's published by Image. Get that? Live-action version of The Max.
Why don't you write the script?
Would be badass. I'd have to go back and read the books again.
That was great... And that would tax you too much.
No, that was a great comics, man. Those were some of the coolest, unique interpretation of the superhero. It was pure psychological character study. Fucking trippy, man.
Yeah.
Like the second part of the story was the giant slugs.
Baby poo.
The giant slug. And he would refer to Max sometimes as Burr Lappin.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Watership Down? The one frog, Brother Lappin?
Oh, yeah.
Burr Lappin. Burr Lappin.
You look like Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. Burr Lappin. Get it?
I never would have if you would have just, you know.
Look down the hallway. I can see a naked woman.
Oh my God.
Do you see the naked woman?
With a pizza. He got naked pizza delivery. That's where he got
served. Bacchus pizza.
I want a porn.
Bacchus.
They're porno.
Bacchus pizza.
Porn delivery.
The Bacchus Garden Pizzas. Order your Bacchus Garden Pizza. Call the toll-free number and have it delivered to your house fresh. Bacchus Pizza. New delivery.
From the Aswak Corporation.
Aswak.
She's growing.
He doesn't even have his hazards on, this bastard. Oh, man, I'd rather be home right now. Drinking a beer, dealing with the kids, anything like this.
Hold on, hold on. Sir, could you please put your cell phone down and roll down the window, sir?
Yeah, hold on, let me just finish texting. I gotta text this guy back. It's just, he's not trading that guy. Hold on, yeah.
Sir.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Why are you parked in the middle of the highway?
I had a text, and I know you're not supposed to drive in text here, especially in Ohio, so I just had to get this done. I had something big going on. Very, very important, sir.
You're in the cruising lane. Cars need to...
But I had to get this thing going. I understand, but I had to... You know, I'm not driving.
But you're still parked in the middle of the highway. And you don't even have your hazards on. I'm going to have to cite you for this.
All right, let me...
What are you doing? What's so important that you park here in the middle of the highway?
You got this... All right, hold on. I can pull over or whatever.
Sir, let's just hurry this along. I need your license and registration.
Hold on. He just traded. My fantasy football league is falling apart right now, man. It's totally falling apart. Hold on. Let me get this right here.
What league are you in?
Brian Hornsby's league that he's got going from there.
Hey, I'm in that league. I'm the Hot Beavers. That's my team.
Oh.
Hot Beavers. What's your team?
The Mudhole Cobs.
I played you last week.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, your team is weak.
Yeah, oh, come on, man. I'm trying to fix it right now. It's going to happen. I got him traded. He's doing it for me at home because I'm trying to get over there. But I was being polite, pulling over. But, yeah, so I had to get this traded. But, man, that's great that you know them. So you totally know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, after playing you last week and how I just clutched you. But you still got to get out of the road, man. I see your license, your registration, and proof of insurance.
Yeah, here.
All right.
These are fried chicken.
Hold on, I'll be back.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go here, all right. Come on, come back. Yes, he got him traded, all right. I got one more. Come on, Jonesy, come on. Tell him he's gonna do it.
All right, here's some players I'm willing to trade to help you out here. You said your quarterback was weak last week. I have a second string quarterback I really don't use.
Great, I'll take it. Yeah, what? Yeah,
so
sure.
So we'll do that, and then I have a running back that I think you could use. One of your defensive linemen wasn't that good, so this running back, I think, will square off your team well if you trade me Culpepper, defensive line.
Sure, all right, yeah, great.
I need you to sign here.
Yeah, okay.
Sign there.
Right.
All right, here's a copy of your ticket.
Wait, what's going on, dude?
It's a speeding ticket.
A speeding ticket? What? But I'm parked.
Well, there really is no offense for parking in the middle of the highway in this city. So instead, I'm giving you a speeding ticket, and it makes me hit my quota. But I swear, I'll trade you those guys.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
But if you just take this ticket, it helps my quota. I'm due for a raise.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, okay.
And just, I swear to you.
All right, well, let me finish texting.
Mudhole Cobs, I'll put the trade through the commissioner, Brian. I texted him in the car, too. He said he's willing to do it.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm going to get back to my job. I just need you off the road.
All right, sure.
And I'll get that trade to you. All right.
Right, yeah, it's fixed. I'm ready to go.
Good.
Here, let me just finish my beer, and I'm just going to hit the road.
All right, wear your seatbelt and drive safe.
Right, man. Cheers.
Don't litter.
You got some Jeff Daniels in there for you.
Pour some Jeff Daniels in my coffee.
Pour some Jeff Daniels on me. In my coffee, please.
Jeff Daniels. Can I get a shot of Jeff Daniels, please?
Jeff Daniels.
You mean Jeff?
No, it's his illegitimate half-brother, Jeff.
He made liquor.
Jeff Daniels. Sings the greatest songs, pour some liquor on me. Because I ain't doing it for free.
That's right.
That look on your face, like, that's right.
We had some coffee grounds in there.
You got coffee grounds? I ain't gonna get no coffee grounds. Motherfucker's full of shit. Oh, that's right. You actually drain from them. You drain from coffee.
Like a man.
He's munching.
Who is that?
The Green Street Hooligan.
Where's Mongo?
Fall down in the rainbow.
Fall down in the rainbow. Slide head first in the pot of gold. Don't let a leprechaun hit you in the nuts with his scepter.
With his car.
Nice,
son. Get out of the way.
Leprechauns drive in Ireland. Did you know that?
They're allowed to get licensed.
Yeah, there. They are. But they have special cars for them. You know,
those smart cars.
Blue seats, yeah.
That's what they
use. Yeah, and with the smaller cars now, they fit. I mean, everything's more accessible now, so it's kind of good. But sometimes there are some vicious drivers. There's quite an adaptability to their culture of being new drivers in Ireland, I hear.
Leprechauns have rights, too.
Right.
Damn it.
So it's nothing. It's not
St. Patrick didn't die for them for nothing.
It's not a north-south thing. It's not like it's a political thing. It's just leprechauns there, you know.
They have rights, too.
They now can drive.
Leprechauns in America, they have rights, too.
Right, but there's not too many that still are coming over yet.
No.
Even after the
the Great Leprechaun Wars.
Even after the recession in Ireland, they're still staying over there. Most of their work's over in Ireland, you know.
Yeah. Gnomes.
All the tourists, they make money.
I've heard gnomes have been infringing on their jobs.
Leprechaun jobs!
Well, gnomes don't dress in green, do they now? Is that what you're saying?
No, they wear light browns and garden yellows.
They don't even look like leprechauns.
They're waffle bars.
Oh. Gnomish waffle bars. So it's a Swede.
Made with actual gnomish hands.
I cut them off.
Well, made by.
Use proper English.
And they're made by actual gnomish hands. They have square fingertips. That's why they're squares in the wafers.
Mm-hmm. They sprinkle their special magic sugar. It includes sanded foot powder from when they take care of their feet.
That's where their sugary sweetness comes from. All natural gnomish feet scrapings.
Foot callus.
They're sweeteners.
Well, Aussie boy thought of it.
He did. He patented the idea. He thought this pile of skin shavings from the heel of a gnome was actually sugar, so he licked it up.
Had a good time.
Said it tasted sweet, sugary sweet, gnomish feet.
Tasty treat, good to eat.
Tasty treat, that's good to eat. Sugary sweet, gnomish feet, scrapings. The calluses from the bottom of gnomish feet in a jar. Sprinkle it on any delight. It's just right. Sweeten that coffee, sweeten that tea, sweeten that cereal. 1, 2, 3, hey, it's gnomish feet scraping. Gnomish feet scraping. Splat, 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 splat,
This is what happened in the meeting room the first time we discussed the possibility of the TV show.
Now! Always lesson for a student. It is not morale. Yeah, there's no lesson to be taught in my show.
The Chaya Now Show.
Well, if you pronounce show and it's spelled S-H-O-W, and my name is C-H-O-W Chow, shouldn't it be Cho by your English speakingness? Cho, you know. I don't understand the pronunciation of the words you English speak.
Mr. Now, do you want to be on television?
My own show? The Chaya Now Show?
Well, we have an announcer take care of that. You just train your student live on the air and give us lessons that we all can learn from. Can you do that, Chow?
Oh, yes, so I say, hey everyone, welcome to the Chaya Now Show!
You'll just have to say welcome everyone. Here's my guest, whoever that guest is.
And I'm Chaya Now?
Yes, you are.
And this is my show?
Yes. But we'll work on the details.
See, notice! Notice! Shower! S-H-O-W-E-R! I say show in that word. But when it's without E-R, I say show?
We say show. You still have a market demographic.
I make no sense to myself with your English words!
No, but you just have to make sense to those that don't understand it but use it.
It is shower, but you say show. How that makes sense?
I know you're overanalyzing this for a man of simple, clear-mindedness.
So in this mix-upness, Chow? If I had ER, would it be Chower?
I'm not sure.
How did that spell?
Maybe you're thinking of Chowder. But right now, we're talking
Chow. Oh, Chowder. See? Pronunciation right. Chowder.
But can you just say show for the sake of the show to get you paid here?
Show. The Chow Yun No Show.
No, the Chow Yun Now Show.
Chow Yun Now Show.
We'll work on it there.
Okay. Okay, I'm so confused.
You don't need to be. We got you covered. You just need to sign this contract that says you'll do this show for every day, 5 days a week, for 1 year straight, starting right now. You have a lawyer representing you?
I am a lawyer!
So you agree to all these contract terms?
Yes! I could read backwards.
Alright, then. You know that you'll be living here on the stage.
Yes, but you didn't see the stipulation I added just now.
In
right
House
there!
Swift. When did he put that there?
Now!
What does this specify?
All toilets must flush in reverse, as not standard by American. Plus, I need fuchsia M&Ms. Only fuchsia!
That's, fine, but you're quite alright with the bathroom situation and all that, then?
Yes, I can do it on my head.
Okay, then, we'll sign here, we'll get the cameras on shortly, and, we think we can...
But what I don't understand is why your mother has to share my bed!
No, that's something different. You're not... That one was a misreading, I think. Because we have your show to go up. We have, you're competing against this, Wendy Williams lady on talk show in the afternoon.
Oh, I fought her once!
You fought her?
Oh, we had a good fight!
Well, you'll,
She's late martial artist! Don't be fooled by her physique!
Well, you're going up against her in the ratings, so...
Oh, I will suck her to her.
Do you have a planned show, or are we scripting this for you?
I have a planned show.
When will you have it ready?
Now!
What is it, then?
The Chalion Now Show!
Yes. And who will be your guest?
My student!
And what will you teach him?
I will teach him lessons!
What will be the first lesson, so we can tell
him... First lesson will be patience. Now, you must learn patience!
And that'll take how long?
How long it needs to take.
Well, we have to put a commercial break in the middle.
Well, can't you just pre-record and edit to standards?
Slightly, yes.
What is this, like a live reality show kind of thing here?
No, you'll be slightly tape delayed.
Oh.
That's the beauty of the show. That's why the stipulation said you'll be living here, so you can have your fuchsia M&Ms, but you'll be staying right here on the stage.
I live on the stage the whole time in front of an audience?
No.
I bathe and take poops in front of audience?
No, the audience leaves during the evening.
That must be so, because I like my privacy.
Only 1 hour hosting the talk show.
And the other 23 I live here?
Yes.
Can I go to store?
No, you'll need to work on the next day's script.
I can never leave?
No, you signed it. You said you read it.
But who's to go to the store for me?
We will supply you with the food. And supply you with the rooftop sunlight. So that you get your vitamin D.
What about my Zen garden?
You said you wanted this show.
Cabbage patch!
You said you wanted this show, and now it's a little too late. You didn't have a lawyer. You said you're your own lawyer, and ours has already agreed to this. So, we got a deal here. So, unless you're fine... You're
but I fool you! I am Chalyanna's twin brother!
You're Chalyanna's twin brother?
Yes, I am!
You have identification proving?
Look too soon! Right, here you go!
Chalyan then?
Yep!
So you're something that's already happened?
I've been here and done that! I was now, but I am then!
Well, Chalyan then, do you want to be on a show?
Oh, I don't know how to act.
That's alright.
I sweep, that's all I do.
You'll just have to sign this contract.
What do I do?
You'll host a show.
What's the show hosting this?
It's gonna be a talk show.
I could talk.
Well then sign here. You'll have to read here, you better read the stipulations.
What are the stipulations? No cheese for the entire year? You have me eating cat food for 6 months of the year? And I have to share a bed with your mother? Okay, I said. Now!
Yes, brother. I don't need that kind of stuff. In my name. I ain't going on there. You go out there. Just crazy.
It's crazy.
Everybody's cutting grass. Everybody's cutting grass. Day of grass cutting. Take my dog for a walk on the day they cut grass. On my street, everybody cuts grass at the same time every day. On my street. Same day. Same hour. Everybody's cutting grass. Wagging weeds. Edge of their lawn. The same time. It's all like this. The growing grass. It's not much greener. It's like in a schedule. Then I got my day on. In the middle of the week, everybody stares at me like I'm doing something wrong. Because I choose to cut the grass, but they cut the grass at the same time, doing the same thing. I swear to God, they choreographed. Choreographed cut grass? Can you actually choreograph with a synchronized, was it a limited rep? Synchronized grass cut? Everybody, synchronicity. Synchronicity. Seriously. They're all synchronized. They're long cut. They weed whack, and they edge trim. They pull weed, they do everything. Like I live with a bunch of aliens. I'm the only one on the street that's an alien. I swear to God, everybody else on the street's an alien.
Back in my day, we had a staying school.
No, we did. No, that's not really two times. I remember one time, dude, I don't know if it was me or somebody else, but I remember we were in the bathroom. You know, Loogie was hot by one of us. And it was a thick, viscous, snotty Loogie. Just fucking slapped on the ceiling, flapped on the ceiling, ripped, slapped on the ceiling,
but disconnected.
And then it froze there, and then we came back the next day, it was like a little dry string.
Ew.
Yeah.
DNA just sitting there.
But we didn't really.
Now, somebody can do it with their phone. Oh, the DNA structure matches the dental records that went public.
Let guitar go.
Did that in last episode.
Cubano style.
I really studied it.
You suck. I do great Cubana bongos.
Autograph practice. Everybody should do it. You never know how old you'll be when you'll get famous.
Autograph. I don't need your autograph.
I don't need your autograph. You go sign something else. Here's a piece of toilet paper. Sign it, motherfucker, because that's how much I care about whipping my ass. I have no need for that stuff anymore. I'm beyond celebrity worship.
Because you are one now.
I'm not a celebrity.
Yes, you are.
In somebody's ears, I may be, but I'm not truly.
We're not living the life as the quote-unquote celebrity lifestyle that is pushed among us on pushed upon us on television. But in a sense, we are.
We're celebrities to somebody's ear.
We are celebrities based on just the basic t-shirts that we wear.
I don't really consider myself a celebrity. I consider myself a
participant in speaking our minds.
Yeah. You know, shenanigans.
Yeah, edited shenanigans. And with the raft of the riffs and the riffs of the rafts, do we behold for you.
We are intellectual deviants.
We're just speaking for the people that are listening to us. So ergo, there is no
fame. Satirical revolutionists.
But we know famous people, and we're distanced from the fan-based fame.
I am within 6 degrees
it's
of
neat.
Knowing
if
Kevin Bacon.
If you meet somebody famous, it's like, oh, that's cool. Hey,
we are. Both of us are within 6 degrees of knowing Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, based on happening many years ago.
Yes, many years ago.
But did we tell that story?
We may have told that story.
But we can revisit.
Yes, revisit my foot in your ass.
Oh, well, yeah. I've mingled with the famous, too, of course, in my previous years.
Pelting
with the pelting doing basic youngster work of being a barback, moving you know, tanks of beer over and kegs and bags of wine and changing the all that kind of stuff while the performers performed. And occasionally I met some of them.
Frequently.
It was quite unique.
It was very much.
I even got to meet the good Sir Richard Pryor for just the briefest moment.
He was knighted, wasn't he? Before?
And I said, "Hello, Sir Richard." I didn't say it like that.
He said, "Shut the fuck up, fool! Get the fuck out of my face!
Hey,
your breath smells like gum."
He just waved over and said, "Hey, how you doing, man?" That was it.
Now leave me alone.
Yeah,
hey, how you doing, man? Now get the fuck out of my face! You smell like onions and bubblegum.
And I don't know if he remembers, but I've told you before. I once held the door open for Dennis Miller.
Oh, I'm
and
sure
he
remembers.
Tic Tac.
There you go, kid.
And because he didn't like show, I don't know how he came on a limo or what. Usually they come in a big bus.
He had
and,
a pedal bike in a rickshaw.
But I showed up early for work.
There was a pedal bike attached to a rickshaw. That's
in.
What he went home on.
He must have. Dennis Miller was, you know, always a little odd in his conservative ways. But it was kind of neat to still say, you know,
liberal,
you're not
conservative.
Somebody. Yeah.
Standpoint.
Maybe he's a fan of the show. I doubt it. But maybe he is. You never know what people are listening to.
If
Dennis Miller wants to listen to the House of Cuckoos, he by all means can. If Conan wants to.
Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Conan, that could be different.
Yeah.
I don't know if Conan listens to anything except Kram.
That's true.
Yes.
But the Conan that I believe in.
He believes in Conan.
The god Conan.
I worship the god Conan. As opposed to Conan O'Brien.
Right, yeah. He's just more of a messiah.
Conan's a messiah of Conan.
Conan the Barbarian.
And Conan O'Brien.
Conan the, yeah.
He's Irish.
Cohen the Librarian.
Cohen.
Mr. Cohen the Librarian.
Rebellion begins with earplugs. Stop listening.
Not to our show.
Keep on listening. Keep them smiles listening. Keep tomorrow open. Keep that door open. For opportunity doesn't knock anymore, he just walks the fuck in.
You done?
I'm calling the police!
I need me some opportunities.
Yeah, that's my spinach! He stole my spinach wagon!
Too many chocolate covered crickets?
Yeah, they're jumping around on my stomach.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be killed first.
The recipe didn't say that.
Oh, well.
Recipe just said 2 dozen crickets. So I went to the pet store and bought 2 dozen crickets and hand-dipped each one in chocolate and ate them.
Did you chew them?
No, I swallowed them whole.
Oh, didn't it feel weird going down?
No, itchy, scratchy a little bit, but other than that, they went down well with hot coffee.
Oh, well, you know, your stomach acid should get it, but they're still chirping.
Yeah, you hear them? Yeah, phew, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was just the side effect of the coffee.
No, you probably got them caffeinated now. They're hyper and scared, so...
Yeah, my stomach is kind of jumpy.
Yeah, don't worry. I mean, another hour should go all away.
One just jumped out of my mouth.
Well, there you go. You have one escaping there. Well, you better go. I think they have a bell ringing for him. You better...
Go
to the bathroom with it. When crickets attack. I think you're supposed to bake them. I don't know.
Recipe didn't say anything about dead crickets. I won't eat a dead cricket. Oh, it's gross. Dead crickets dipped in chocolate. That's gross. Live crickets sound much more appealing than dead ones. Oh. That funky monkey, shove it up your bunkie. Hey, dance up control. Can you dribble?
Dabble dribble.
You want to borrow money from me?
Just a little bit of money. You got 50 cents. I want to play that video game over there. Just 50 cents.
You're asking me?
For 50 cents. I'll pay it back.
With interest, little Tony.
52 cents.
Play hard.
I will.
And if you don't pay us back,
you'll get your 52 cents back.
I bet a little Tony. I bet a...
30 years later.
Here's my 50 cents. Here's your 52 cents.
With interest. Dun, dun, dun. Mafiosa.
The video game mobsters. I see you want to play that game over there, huh? I got 2 quarters in my pocket. What do you want to do for 2 quarters? I got a little job for you.
You get the quarters from them, then you find out they're tokens, and you have to do another job.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I got the tokens, the other, but you didn't ask to see the other pocket. Mobster logic.
Mobster logic. You didn't ask to see the other pocket, what was behind my back in the other hand. You didn't say, so I showed you.
I didn't have the option in the video game. It didn't give me C as a choice.
No, it didn't. It gave me...
It said take the hand or not. It didn't say look at the other hand.
Do or do not.
Who wrote the plot line?
George Lucas must have.
It's Howard the Duck era.
Howard the Duck. It's creamy, smooth texture. It's astounding.
Mm-hmm. Is it right to think about food while you eat it? Think about other things when you eat alone. There's no television or entertainment on. For people who eat lunch in the quiet solitude, are you in thought? Or are you staring off? Are you actually looking at the grass or whatever it is you're sitting outside, say, eating by yourself? Or sitting in a room by yourself? What are you thinking about? What are you looking at? Are you just tasting the texture of the food?
My mind is going numb.
Yeah, or do you just shut down?
It just quiets.
I think I contemplate things when I eat alone. But I also taste the food while I can.
At times I ponder. Do you ponder?
Oh, yes. I kind of like watching people who do sit alone eating, you know, and watch their facial expressions. Nothing in a rude way or nothing like that, just in a sense of thought.
The
What's going on in their mind?
Right.
What do those ticks and twitches mean?
Not even that. Just the angle of the eyes, or, you know, you see them folks sitting in the mall eating by themselves, just kind of looking at the other chair. They see something, or they think of something? Are they just tasting how bland the food is that you overpaid too much money for in the food court?
I can't believe I'm eating alone. I used to never eat alone. Never used to. Now I do.
No, they're probably mostly thinking about, well, who can I bitch about now when I get home?
I want to love the cat.
Right.
I gotta go punch the cat. Edgar!
I can't believe that sword didn't have what I wanted.
Did he thought he would go and go?
There's too many kids at this mall.
Don't these parents have anything better to do than bring them to the mall? Mall's a place for shopping, not children gathering. Look at these herds of humans with their children, their offspring, brood mares with 20 children. What is this all about? That's what I think about. Look at these.
Small thoughts. It was really about eating alone and traditions like that.
And it turned into people watching and rude temperament.
I bought 3 packs of cigarettes, right? I smoked 2.
All right.
2 packs. And I didn't find the 3rd pack. And I mean, I know I opened it. It was a brand new pack.
Maybe the dog smoked it. Tippy.
No, it ended up in the washing machine.
Oh, wow. Dear Lord in hell. Are they still smokable?
So, did you chew them instead?
Oh, no. You should have seen them.
Tobacco everywhere, huh?
The washing machine.
Covered in tobacco. You shouldn't carry your cigarettes in your pocket unless you leave the house. You should always just hold them and set them down.
Usually I do, but for some reason I put them in my pocket.
What kind of cigarettes were those? Don't tell me.
Philly cigars.
Philly cigars?
Oh, yeah, they definitely would spread all over.
Philly cigars.
They break easy like that.
Yeah. Felice brand of cigars are kind of flimsy, so...
Felice cigars. You're Latino?
Latino.
No, Velocity's not Latino.
Velocity boy eats tacos.
He likes...
I eat tacos for breakfast.
Yeah.
I heard you're a taco diddler.
Burrito!
Is that true?
Burrito.
Her name is Burrito, and she smells just like a cheese milk.
Bubble my, what, bubble my, what, bubble my, Velocity boy, hit it.
Someone put a pickle in your sock.
Sing for us, Velocity.
Porno is like...
Halloween.
It's like the best way to go.
Porno?
Yeah, because you don't have to hear him, bitch. You don't have to hear him, you know, 10, 15, whatever, how long you want to watch it for. You know, you fucking pull it out. 5 minutes later, you're done. You go back to PlayStation.
Why not?
See, the Velocity Boy way of...
You play with your station, and then you go back and play some PS4.
Skateboard and dirt bike. And,
causing havoc with Grandpa Tenacity. That's a pastime you do.
That stuff keeps you young.
I was taking a shit, I was playing with some girl's tits.
Nice. That's not a Blumpkin, that's called a Plumpkin. Plump.
And I painted her nipples off, I painted her boobs up like they were pumpkins.
Yeah.
Nice. As long as you didn't carve them.
Did you Brumski the pumpkins? You did what?
I cut them off and threw them out.
You cut them off and threw them out. Did you put new ones? New pumpkin boobs there?
No.
No, you didn't put fresh pumpkin boobs?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well.
Well.
There's next year.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
She can do it. I tried to stitch her up. I don't know if I did a good job or not. I used a safety pin.
Like, kind of like a Dr. Frankenstein back alley procedure, huh? Dr. Velocity.
Well, let me tell you all something, okay?
Tell us.
This is what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
When I remember, I will let you know.
Thank you.
We
will stay tuned to this for a moment.
We will stay tuned to that thought indeed.
Stay tuned.
Here, hold on 1 second. We're going to pause it.
Okay.
Is he still there? Oh my gosh. He really hung up.
Did he hang up?
Sit down.
There you go.
Well, no, it was all about, remember the fantasy football league? The cop gets caught up in it and doesn't go because he's in the fantasy football.
Oh, you're in the same league I am?
Oh, no way! Thanks for the trade.
Yeah, well, I'll see you online. This is a ticket?
Yeah,
I got it. You're just going too fast, man. I'm so sorry.
How did you go fast? You sparked the moon right away.
That's just
sad.
You gave him a
speedy ticket.
Yeah, this one.
That's the idea. Yeah,
that's
the idea. But you got me a
speedy ticket. That's the idea.
I'm just catching the middle of the highway. We didn't know. There's nothing that says you can't park in the middle of the highway. But I need to get my code in. I swear, this weekend, I'll trade you a cold pepper for McDonald's. Swear to you. All right, man, fine. I'll take the ticket. I want that trade. I got you on that trade. Yeah, just make up two fake names, you know. Need a quarterback. So you gotta just say shit like that. I need a wide receiver. My wide receiver sucks. This shit. You don't have to know that. You just have to slam the lingo.
Yeah.
So you're exasperated. Why the fuck is a guy parked in the middle of the highway? What the fuck's he doing? So under your breath, what the fuck? Oh, why do I even come to work anymore? Just a normal guy. You're a cop.
There's a cop.
You want to be the guy?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So fantasy football league. You parked your car. Just I'm right at the end, like you said. Sorry. I give you the speeding ticket, and then I promise you I'll trade you my guy for that guy. You better want to need a quarterback or just anything, something like that. You just need to speak the jargon. You make the trade. You're lying up. I got a terrible wide receiver. And I'll be an exasperated cop. And so
it's getting exasperated.
No, it's rehearsing in the mind.
Okay, that's true.
That's what you got to do. You got to make it real. You know, like these fake Lenny Cranberry. That's what I'll do. Like in my mind, get the voice right, do that, talk it out of my head, and go for it. Or I'll be an exasperated cop.
That's Gutenheimen.
And a great show it was here at the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Very good. It was an awesome show.
But it's coming to an end again.
Once
God
again.
Damn it!
We have had a great time with you listening to us as we listen back to you, which you didn't know we were listening to.
We have unlimited tape footage of our voice.
Unlimited.
We found it.
Yes, very boring.
With boxes and boxes and boxes of us just talking.
Different eras, different ages.
Cassette tape and CDs and dictaphones and
I wish it was more accessible.
And LP. Yes, on LP.
We know they're there.
We do. We have footage from us even in 1938. Swear this to you. We found footage of us talking from 1938. Don't know how that's possible, but it happened. It occurred.
It happens in the
That's what happens when we leave the janitor's closet open.
Yes.
It just fluctuates
we
time.
We put our voice through other places, other times.
Mm-hmm.
They come back into
boxes.
Other rhymes that blend right into your ears right now. Everything in the world has all come to this point of you listening
right
to us
at
right
this
here.
Moment.
All
in
evolution
this moment.
Has happened to this
right
moment.
Right now, right here.
This is the peak of everything you've ever lived for.
No lie in that. Honest to goodness.
And every moment should be the peak you ever lived
exactly.
for. Especially when you
Living
say cuckoo
now.
With us.
Say cuckoo now.
Cuckoo now.
Can you say cuckoo in the now?
Now.
In the now.
Now.
Can you say cuckoo?
Now.
Can you be cuckoo in the now?
Cuckoo.
We're cuckoo in the now.
Now.
In the past and in the future.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Oh, wait, no, it's not Christmas.
No, it's
happy
autumn. Because
off we go.
This is the start of autumn at the end of our show.
We're going to go count the apples falling from the trees.
We are.
Kiss
Watch
the leaves
and turn. Oh, we can't wait. October, here we come. Arms wide open. We're coming for you.
That's right. So breathe the air and
enjoy it.
Don't mind us if we stare.
Because that's what we're going to do at those pumpkins. At those
and everybody else. See you from the house.
Don't you want to listen to the house of the blue?